And right after that message comes this WhatsApp. Dennis, I spent 2 hours in traffic from Warren's Roundabout to Saul Wilde. If you're talking about lost productivity, yes, you can say that's a big loss. Only yesterday I heard the minister speaking about the amount of money lost in no or low productivity. I think it's time that roadworks be done at night, the same way we can install lights to go to cricket, football, and Friday morning we can do this to make it easier on our busy roads. I also have a question on WhatsApp for our guests, the Barbados International Business Association, with Julia Hope and Henderson Holmes in studio. Person says, I'm a Facebook member and keep saying that I'll go to their meet and greets, but somehow I never do. Mm-hmm. So can you please ask the gentleman to explain to small business owners like myself the advantages and benefits of joining the organization, if there are any, says this person who has a small business.
Well,
and said they're doing a paper on management at the moment and that the program is giving them great insight and ideas. So mm-hmm. we are doing something for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, one of the advantages of joining BBA for small business people in Barbados is that you get to be joined in a community of people who have very wide experience mm-hmm. and who can help and provide some guidance. For some things that you might be looking to pursue. And that is one of the reasons why we've created the networking event, to give mm-hmm. local businesses a chance to reach professionals in the international business sector, some who have got vast experience and willing to share it, right? But they can't share it with you unless they know you.
Right.
And how they're going to know you, that comes from these networking mm-hmm. sessions. Mm-hmm. You know.
How often do you hold them?
Every other month.
Every other month, okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Starting February.
Open invitations,
yeah.
or you
yes,
send out?
Yes, open to the public. Yeah, mm-hmm. we send them out. You never got an invitation?
Yeah, no. Apparently, I'm not a business. No.
And it's on Facebook and all the rest. You do a lot of social media mm-hmm. Promotion right. of that event.
That's if the person said they're on your Facebook page.
Our next one will be in November, mm-hmm. end of November. That is a spot that Courtesy Garage has taken up. And that is one of our bigger
sessions.
Mingles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a lot of people come up to that one mm-hmm. from the first one.
When we talk about these meet and greets and opportunities, again, just to disabuse the minds of those who may have joined the program late, who continue to think that this is professionals only. We're talking about people who create craft, people who produce items, because there are markets for that all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there's a wide range.
Somebody who comes to Barbados and spends 6 months or a year here working would like to take back, you know, something that reminded them that they actually had a good time here. I don't mean a bottle of sand, okay? I'm just some.
Well, you just sat on something very interesting, and I should mention that. Mm-hmm. Some of these corporations, if you're in crafts, for example, mm-hmm. you might find that you meet some people there. Didn't know that you do crafts. When they see the kind of craft that you do, they say, we can use these as corporate gifts. You need corporate gifts. It's not like buying something off Amazon.
Right.
It is given to the people that they have meetings with, something that is unique, something that's Barbadian, and has it, mm-hmm. but it has to have quality, though.
Right.
That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there are opportunities for small business people to engage meaningfully. In once they get involved in Bieber.
I think the meet and greets, that they're really well attended, and there are a lot of young people at them as well. Yes. A lot of young people. It's, I have really good conversations with a lot of them who are maybe looking to do something slightly different, or just want to find out a little bit more about the opportunities available, or Bieber, or mm-hmm. anything that's been in the news recently. Mm-hmm. They're very well attended, and they're actually really good. And it's not expensive to attend. And some of them all inclusive deals, so you get your drink and a meal, and a little bite to eat at the same time,
and a chance to chat.
Yeah.
The sector, expanding the sector, one of the challenges, and I've flagged it because of a couple comments made about sick leave on the WhatsApp. The question of the maintenance of our buildings, the reliability of government workers usually say they work in poor conditions, and the mm-hmm. they have sick building syndrome, and we've had a lot of that in the news recently. Mm-hmm. But the importance of having places where you can conduct business, both because of the level of sophistication, you have mm-hmm. Wi-Fi, you have good electric supply, good quality places. Are we up to standard in that area?
So this is going mm-hmm. to become even more relevant as we start to really expand international business.
Because you
business.
Need some purpose buildings as well, huh?
Not necessarily purpose-built buildings. We're looking at the issue of substance for these international companies. So mm-hmm. the companies that are doing business in Canada or UK or wherever, if you set up a company in Barbados, you've got to actually have people in Barbados running the company and providing the support services. So as this becomes more of a relevant issue globally, so all of the companies in all of the other jurisdictions as well will have to have people on the ground actually providing services, mm-hmm. it means that there will be more people employed in the sector. And doing things from shipping and advertising and marketing and, you know, all the things we've been talking about earlier, as well as IT and insurance, etc. Core functions of the jobs. And they will be working out of offices.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the capacity. We have lots of serviced offices and others. So it's not really a fundamental issue. Problem, I think, for the sector. Mm-hmm. It's another one of opportunity and sort of embracing that challenge.
This is the Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Henderson Holmes, the Executive Director of the Barbados International Business Association. Julia Hope, the President, 2018-2019. Our guests for the first half of Down to Brass Tacks. And I made a note over the weekend while I was preparing for this. One, remember to talk about the charity, and two, ask the president or the executive director, what is this ganja business? When I saw the marijuana, I went, what? Marijuana? International business? What is that? What's that about? It's the easiest way to put it.
Okay. Our public discussion forum is here. Mm-hmm. The topic is a look into the future of, you call it marijuana? Cannabis. And it says a new high.
And I
don't want people to be misguided into thinking. I'm glad we haven't seen any headlines saying
Bieber promises
a new high in ganja. And people come looking to see what strain of ganja
we have.
It's not that. It's that we want to encourage a discussion in Barbados about the business side of ganja, the medical side of ganja, seeing ganja in a different way, seeing marijuana in a different way, not as a banned substance and a drug to confuse people's brains, etc., mm-hmm. but the way in which it is now used as a medicine. Canada is very big in this.
Yeah,
a lot of states in the United States. And international business is really about, international business in Barbados, I should say, is about playing a role in the global value chain across a wide spectrum of business activities. That's what it's about. Because mm-hmm. If you can't play a role in that value chain, then you're really not in international business at all. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is position Barbados to play a role in this emerging value chain. Why should we be left out of it? Yeah?
Well, the question that sprung to mind when I saw it was this. How does an agency, the Barbados International Business Association, and this is what I've been trying to wrap my head around, approach the subject of finding ways to use a product that is illegal in Barbados, but is beginning to find legality elsewhere, without tackling the question of, do we have to adapt our laws to accommodate what you see as the future?
Dennis, yes, we have to adapt our laws to accommodate, to position Barbados to play a role in this thing.
But regain cooperation?
But that should not be difficult, Dennis. Okay. Dennis, okay. Why should it be difficult?
I don't know.
If you look,
we make a lot of things that we say should not be difficult. Difficult, okay?
We have precedents. Cocaine. It's a banned substance. It's an illegal substance.
It has to be.
But it has medicinal.
It has to be prescribed.
It is being precisely, and it's being imported into Barbados, and it's used all over the world. When you go to dentists, what do you use? Right, heroin. People are injected with heroin for pain all the time. Right, but it is a legal thing. So, I mean, making that. It is all in the head.
The problem is that we grow a lot of it illegally all over the place. Yeah.
But we need to move from thinking of it as an illegal and dangerous substance to something that to understanding the benefits which is bringing to a lot of people who've been suffering from illnesses from which they couldn't get any relief using traditional medicines. I mean, epilepsy, etc.
You've picked a very big hole to have this discussion, right? Because you know it's one of those subjects that everybody has an interest in.
Well, that's why we've taken it to the Frank Calamo Hall. Because we want to encourage people, Dennis, to register, because if you don't register for the event, there's no guarantee that when you get there, you will be able.
Where do they register now?
Under the Biba at biba.bb, Biba website. And the other thing is, I know Barbadians have a very bad habit of just turning up. And then we're catering for this event. We need to know what the numbers are. Otherwise, some people, you know how it is. We turn up and then we didn't register. We turn up and then we complain.
And we hope that our neighbor and our face would get us.
They didn't have enough drink, or they didn't have enough food. Or we didn't help with the planning. Right.
So the next, yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I just wanted to add a couple of points on that discussion. I think it is really important for us to start examining Barbados's potential or position on the subject of cannabis for medicinal purposes. The UK also has now legalized the prescription of medical marijuana. So, you know, there are a lot of interested countries. But right now, until we have enabling legislation, we can't incorporate a company from Canada that is already dealing with legal medical marijuana. We can't open a bank account for a company. We can't really provide the sort of level of advisory services. And the way that I see this potential is that we have a lot of the brain power in Barbados that can be used in so many different ways. And one aspect of this is actually to be able to provide advisory services to companies in countries where there is the legal movement of marijuana, to determine where else they may be able to ship the marijuana, to use it. We can provide all those sorts of services here. But right now, our hands are completely tied, but we understand that there's a cabinet paper being presented on Thursday.
Yes, yeah, discussion on it, yeah. You see, Dennis, the thing is, it's not about companies growing marijuana here or even producing any of the stuff that they will sell to the rest of the world here. But it's about positioning Barbados that they can use us as a conduit for doing their business in the rest of the world, just as they do for the other aspects of international business. That's all.
I don't know, this one keeps popping into my head all the time. It's not a fair question for you, so I'm going to just throw it up in the air. Why is it we always seem to wait on what the rest of the world is doing, and let's see how we can fit in, rather than saying, you know, we have this is what we think we could do, the rest of you guys come catch up with us, please, because, you know, our footprint's already there.
It's that same risk mentality, though. There is
that we keep talking about
adverse to risk.
Yeah, we are risk averse. Yeah.
I don't know why we keep saying that, but anyway, that's one of the things we have to bring. So, the charity, that's something that over the years Henderson and I have not discussed. So I'm going to throw this one at you, Julia, first.
This is an exciting one. The Biba Charity was set up in 2010, and its aim was to support the public healthcare system in Barbados. So we have supported the hospital, QEH, and the Winston Scott Polyclinic, and more recently the Eunice Gibson Polyclinic. In 2017, we were able to fully fund two autoclaves, which are used for the sterilization of medical equipment, and they were presented to the Eunice Gibson Polyclinic. But there are a lot more things on the polyclinic's wish list, want list, need list, so we're going to be supporting them again this year. And we have the Bieber Fun Walk and Run, which is on Saturday, Pirates Cove, back to Pirates Cove again on Bay Street. And the donations they've received from the Fun Walk and Run will be presented to the Bieber Charity for Onward Distribution to the Eunice Gibson Polyclinic.
Two things I would add to that, and then one, the state-of-the-art refrigeration equipment for storing the vaccines that we use here in Barbados at the St. Vincent's Scott Polyclinic was provided by the Bieber Charity. And that was a major undertaking by the Bieber Charity. The other thing I want to say that we want to see more participation in the Fun Walk because it's for a good cause.
Absolutely.
It is for a very, very good
cause.
Absolutely. And for that, I want to let the public know that we're going to be opening late to facilitate Wednesday to Friday. That's 9 a.m. At the Bieber Secretariat to 6 p.m. to facilitate people's registration and collection of jerseys for the fun walk. And also be open on Saturday morning, the day of the fun walk itself,
so
from 9 until 12:30. So people can come to the Bieber Secretariat
and sign up.
But before they come, they can call and make arrangements if they come. Yes.
Good. Yeah. I want you to go back to the cannabis for a minute because there was something else I wanted to ask. In addition to the medical properties of cannabis, people use it as well for other products, clothing, textiles, etc. Are we also exploring those possibilities?
Yes.
I believe the discussion at the discussion forum is probably going to touch on all different aspects of the use other than recreational
use, because that's what I think people usually focus on a lot. The other area that I wanted to touch on, because I know we're getting close to 12:30, we got about 12 minutes or so, but here's the other thing. Recently, the International Monetary Fund agreed to accept the Chinese yuan as one of their basket of currencies and value it on par with the United States dollar as a trading currency. Whenever that word China pops up, there is all sorts of reactions about recolonizing and various other things. Now, we have heard about the thrust to start teaching Mandarin and getting people to understand the linguistic differences, cultural differences, trading with the East. Opportunities or stumbling blocks for Bieber, and how do we tackle that? And the president looks to the executive director and they decide.
It's opportunities. We've had quite a bit of business with China over the years. And for one reason or another, the level of business had dwindled. But it's on our conference program for Thursday, I believe, is the business opportunities between Barbados and China. One of our directors has an office in Hong Kong, and the business opportunities that are being expressed between the two countries are huge again. And I think, as ever, people do get slightly concerned with one very large country taking and all of us doing sole business with that country. But I think we need to understand the market opportunities that are available and then explore what we're able to do. But I think it's not something to be worried about. I think we've got some really fantastic leverage that we've got there, and I think we can do some really good business there.
Again, it comes back, I suppose, to mindsets and cultural differences, and I would throw in propaganda as well. When we talk about opportunities and great opportunities. Are there specific areas where we can make a difference, where we can have our people employed, where we can begin to grow and develop? I have this unending desire to see our country do things that earn us money rather mm-hmm. than, you know, borrowing and asking and, you know, asking to forgive our debt mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And I find that far too often when I sit in either as a producer or the presenter of these programs, I hear people talking about the days when we grew sugarcane and the days when we sent people mm-hmm. to work on the Farm Lake program and the days when we and the days when we, mm-hmm. as opposed to these are the days coming where we will. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about opportunities to work with China and the opportunities there, where do we see these opportunities specifically being? In textiles, in engineering, in, you know, audiovisual, right. Where yeah. do we see it? Translation services, where are we?
The opportunities are emerging in pretty in areas where you need technical skills.
Right.
For example, there is a blockchain-related business. Now, remember, blockchain is just a base technology. There are a lot of things, a lot of business activities that are evolving around the blockchain. Eh? Mm-hmm. And they're looking for programming people. Mm. You know, one of the challenges we have, one thing we have not addressed, mm-hmm. and we have discussed with the Ministry of Education on one-on-one occasions. The Barbados educational system has to be aligned with its economic objectives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That there is no alignment of that. We are still teaching the same thing we teach in schools.
In
and, you know, we're doing a little tinkering here with the curriculum and that kind of thing. So, but we're not really aligning the thing. And we have to determine at which levels to do it. It's, you know, at which level that happens. You know?
Yeah.
But we need to do that. We need to be putting out people that have the basic skills, right? The STEM area, science, technology, engineering, you know.
Yeah, Henderson, this is one of the things that I keep going back to when I get the opportunities to. When people say, and they say it often on these call-in programs, you know, we need to have technical and vocational for the children who are not good at academics. I keep telling them, that's not what technical and vocational is for. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people at what I call the upper end. Their brains are overworked, but we don't have the opportunities for them to work them, so they end up getting into, you know, illegal activity. The other area that it may be an unfair question to toss at you as well, but it's one of the things I hope, you know, the people who monitor the program for the government would hear me saying, and don't beat me on my head for saying it. We need to have the right people in the right places out there, don't we, to be able to tell us where the opportunities are and to make those links.
Yes.
I was going to come on to this when you were just talking about the opportunities in China and what they may look like, because this really involves the work of Invest Barbados, and we work very closely with Invest Barbados. And they are looking at a totally new program, a way of working to actually drive the marketing opportunities to Barbados. So with them, we will work hand in hand to find out what is available, where should we be looking, what do we need to be advising our members. Mm-hmm. And that program, I believe, is starting in earnest next week.
Mm-hmm. Great. Again, because of various people that I talk to from time to time, they would say to me, you know, we meet these people, we talk to them, they say we have an interest in doing this, we say we have an interest in doing that, and I say, great, come to Barbados with me. And I bring them here, and they meet with this person, and they meet with this, and they meet with, you know, permanent secretary that, and then they wait, and they wait. And they wait. Mm-hmm. And then St. Lucia calls and say, oh, bring them over. And I take them there and they spend a couple hours and they sign on the dotted line and they tell me, okay, we're comfortable here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have to be able to understand that that's what's happening out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is the message getting there? Because there is, I can see the person's face now in my mind going, right.
I can say to you, Dennis, you asked me the message, I don't know, your last question, which you didn't finish altogether, is the message getting through mm-hmm. to the powers that be?
Yeah.
I would say that I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing from this administration.
Yeah.
But I want to see the action.
Yeah.
Right? I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing, and Biba is ready to, mm-hmm. to support the government in ensuring that we create that environment, that we take advantage of Barbados's true potential in international business. We are just scratching the surface mm-hmm. in terms of our true potential.
Well, we have over the period of, well, certainly the last few years, been a part of your week of activities. We've engaged on Dr. Brass Tacks. We have a wide audience. There are a lot of them follow us more these days on WhatsApp, other than the calls. And the messages come through hard and fast. Some of them don't reside in Barbados, but their interest still lies here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to encourage you to do is to keep pushing the message, mm-hmm. keep talking about ways to reach you and connect. Because in this technological age, it is easier, I think, to do the type of networking and to get the kind of returns. But you're going to have to make sure from your end mm-hmm. that you keep the pressure on so that our banking system is responsive, or laws are responsive, and at least those who administer and work in the various agencies mm-hmm. understand how they link with what you do to make international business successful to Barbados. So we don't just wait until the minister says, well, we now make 20 billion as opposed to 2 billion to say, oh, Henderson's finally doing a good job. But I want to thank you for sharing with us today. And Julia, I really do extend best wishes for a successful term.
Thank you.
I have to tell you that when they bring presidents in here, they usually remain president for a while. So, we see what happens, right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you both. Thank you, Henderson, for being with us. Thank you, Julia. And of course, thanks to the Barbados International Business Association for being a part of the first half of Dr. Brass Tacks. After the lunchtime edition of the latest, we continue until 1:30 with your general calls, 4341790 and on 266-IVOB on our WhatsApp. Stay with us. 4341790, the Monday edition of Dr. Brass Tacks. You can also reach us at 266-IVOB, 266-4862, which is our WhatsApp, and or you can send a message to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. Dennis Johnson, your host, John Stout, taking care of things technical, and of course, our guests for the first half having left us. We thank them again for sharing the first half of Dr. Brass Tacks, and it's on to you. We go until 1:30. Good afternoon. Hello. I do thank you for your patience. I know some of you have been waiting for quite a while. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. And this usually happens after the break because people usually leave their phones and go to tend to whatever they do during our news breaks. So, if you're with me, good afternoon to you. Okay, that one's not there either. And let's try the last one that's on the board. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Okay, that one's not there either. So, one of the things that I had a look at over the weekend as well while I was preparing for this program with Biba today, I was spending a lot of time looking at what's happening in Trinidad and Tobago because of flooding there and extensive flooding and looting and people on their rooftops. But I also took a look at something else that I flagged. A joint select committee of parliament in Trinidad and Tobago sat down to have a chat with the banking association in Trinidad and Tobago about something that we talk about quite often here in Barbados, and that is fees. I found it interesting that it was a joint select committee of parliament doing it, and they were talking to the bankers there. I can't remember hearing of a joint select committee in Barbados dealing with banking fees in Barbados, although a lot of people complain about it on the program, and also they complain a lot about sick buildings and sick building syndrome And someone said, sent a message telling me that we should have somebody back to talk about sick building syndrome because it is a matter of some interest. We did have a brass tacks program, more than one actually, with the Institute engineers, and they talked about sick buildings. One of the guys they brought along actually said why the buildings got sick, and most of the reasons had to do with turning on and off air conditioned units, the wrong units being there in the first place, and also the fact that lots of sprays were being used, not only sprays to clean counters and telephones, but people also using sprays on them, their sprays, personal hygiene sprays, and all these things were part of the reasons why mold, mildew, opening windows while the air conditioning unit was running. Some of the things I remember ticking off while the guys were talking about it. So it's not that it's not discussed. It's just that sometimes when it is discussed, people perhaps are not paying attention to what it is they're talking about because they think, engineers, that doesn't have anything to do with me. That's not an interesting topic. Let's talk politics or something else. Brass tacks, good afternoon, and thank you for waiting or calling back. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing, sir?
I am all right. And you?
I'm here for now. Mm-hmm. Second time I call, and every time I call, I always get hold of you.
Well, that's either a good thing or a bad thing. You can tell me. What's up? Tell me.
Over the weekend, we had a conversation with other people. And you know how conversations go when it comes to political sites. I don't hold political allegiance. But we were talking in discussion about when during a political campaign, people having positions, and one of the positions we heard that was discussed last night was Miss Thompson. And I was asking the gentleman when he said that you could get some person who's younger to fill the post of the, Barbados at the UN, suppressed representative there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was asking him, was it not Miss Thompson not or had some position at the UN?
Yes, she did. She was part of the. She worked with the UN for a while. I'm trying to remember what the position was. Doesn't come back to my mind quickly, but yes, she was there, seconded to them for a while.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I can remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was telling gentlemen, when you don't look at it because of political fight, you look at it also
what they can contribute.
Precisely because if a person was there, they know the ins and outs of the whole organization work. Would not you as a person not choose that person who you know that could fit it and would be like accustomed and know how?
You see, one of the it's finding the best capable person to deal with what you're dealing with. I raised it earlier obliquely when I was talking to the two guests, Henderson and the president earlier, Julia, because one of the things we suffer from as a small country is that we've become so polarized because of B and D and E and C that we sometimes lose our best brains through political naivety or political one-sidedness or narrow-mindedness. Henderson talked about working with a former minister, a minister in the previous administration, when they worked overseas for the BIDC and the tremendous work they did together. And he said, his political affiliations just never crossed my mind because this was someone working for Barbados overseas. I think it is costing us a lot if we continue along that line, sir. And to me, it's unfortunate, very unfortunate. And we also lose people who could otherwise contribute because they look at it and say, you know what? I'm not going to accept an appointment by this administration or that administration because I'm going to be branded an A or B, and it's going to stymie my chances somewhere further along the line, so I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
And to me, sir, that wrong. It's just wrong.
Precisely.
Yeah. I with you on that one.
Yeah. Or next topic.
Mm-hmm.
I heard in the news press the gentleman that was speaking on behalf of the Democratic Labour Party about the his name is Connolly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I also heard Mr. Franklin speaking on not fully, I didn't get the full story, but read the newspaper, the Nation. I found some of the statements they made, and I asked myself something. You know, you ask yourself something. I have people, they have positions there, but do you have to ask yourself something? Do these people think when Mr. Connolly was saying about first and last, and come and then also compare what Mr. Franklin was saying? Mm-hmm. And I asked myself this question: when you knew that the Barbados Settlement was printing money to pay workers, you knew that the government was, but when unions, what would the union come to represent a worker? No. When you are hearing the government is overcrowded, is bloated, why don't you say something or something? This is going to run into trouble. And that's what kills me. No, you know, and every person knows that the government is bloated. So why will you come with this thing about it, you could do better? But every from you were hearing something for eons. But as I said, as the guy, Mr. Wickham, said, Mr. Ransom, is there somebody called Bell the Cat? Because it's like every person just dancing around, when they know things have to be done. So I just asked myself, do these people that when they come, Ms. Rice, come or speaking out, do you know that these things were happening? So why would you come now to make it seem as though it is the wrongest thing in the world? I gotta say, you have to represent your organization. But at some point, you have to have a level to know, you know something? When politics came into place, the politicians push on people, they add on people, because you know how that whole politics goes, that whole politics is. But you have to say, honestly, you don't have no choice, because we know, and I've been told, not by one party, but many parties, the position is with government. And I just don't understand why people are always trying to give this message or send this signal that you don't say wrong when they know from day one what the politicians were doing before were wrong.
I think the problem we face here is that it is a fact of our lives that we work on a, let's see how long we could avoid taking hard decisions because people will not like us if we do it. It's something that has been with us for a while, and as long as we continue to believe that the objective of politics is to be liked by everyone, we will continue to have the same mindset that says, let's see how long we can keep it going and let somebody else make the tough decisions. That's what has happened for eons, sir. And
yeah,
it can happen again. It is not going to stop happening, let me put it that way.
Correct.
It's going to happen again. I am pretty sure of that one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir, for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks.